We have about 20,000 tons of salt across the county, and we are prepared. We have crews ready to go out. We went out Friday night, and we're likely to be going out tonight and for the rest of the week, as the forecasts we've got are showing that it's going to be sub-zero every night this week. The teams are very well prepared. We have 60 gritters ready. They're all up and ready. They're all tested ready. We have plenty of salt ready as well. And if we do run low, which we won't, as we'd have enough for probably 2 weeks of solid going out morning and night, but we will be going out. And this week we are fully prepared. What we're going to be having is quite a heavy hoarfrost. So that's when you go out to your car in the morning and have to scrape the ice off the windows and warm your car up before you go. So it's really the same advice as ever, is to make sure everybody allows plenty of time. Don't try and leave the house at the same time in the morning and rush off. Make sure you clear all the ice off your windows and allow extra time, especially if you're going along some of the country lanes, because we only do grit the primary routes, which are the main routes through the county. So there'll be a lot of country lanes that could still be a bit slippery. So it's allowing extra time, taking extra care and driving carefully. It's going to be cold through the day as well. So there could be some sheltered spots where the sun hasn't got to through the day, but actually even at sort of midday, some of the roads could still be a bit slippery. So don't assume just because the sun's up that all the ice will have gone, because when we've got a consistent week like this week, there could be some icy patches throughout the day as well.